Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. That comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 through 8. This is one of the scriptures that has come to my mind in recent days due to the unusual circumstances on earth. There are so many more words from the Bible that can bring us a good word as we cope with the daily issues of life. Life brings many situations and circumstances, as the scripture shares, and it brings them to us with any and all generations experiencing them. The wisdom shared in these tidbits of words tell us that we make choices depending upon what presents itself to us. The current global health crisis is a situation that demands that we give great wisdom and use great wisdom that will bless ourselves, our families, and our neighbors. We know it is a time to refrain from embracing as well as applying the practical and common sense judgments about all of our activities. Following our song, we will take a look at another scripture text that seems to be very fitting for us at this present hour. My choice of scripture is David's Psalm of Thanksgiving that's found in the 16th chapter of 1 Chronicles. This Old Testament book of history shares many events in the lives of King Saul and King David. The text is one that is related to David bringing the treasured Ark of the Covenant into the city of Jerusalem. David wanted to honor God by doing all he could to make Jerusalem the place where God would be worshiped and honored. And although God did not allow David to build the temple, David did much of the preparation work for his son Solomon, who did indeed build that magnificent temple. The Ark of the Covenant was the center of all sacred things among the Israelites. So David brings this precious temple furniture into the city with lots of fanfare and sacrifices to God, along with blessing the people. On the day it entered into the city of David, he shared this psalm. The psalm is set in the days of Israel and the covenant that God made with Abraham. Israel was then God's chosen people on earth. Today, we live under the new covenant that God made with mankind through his Son, Jesus Christ. Yet we can apply many of David's statements concerning God. Listen as I read from King David's Psalm of Thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared among all gods. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. I took the liberty to pick and choose statements from the entire psalm to emphasize for us some of what comes from this psalm written so long ago, yet it is as true as ever today. There is excellent encouragement for spiritual health in this psalm. The instruction for us is to give thanks and show gratitude to God, remembering his blessings. Gratitude is great soul food. Prayers and songs offered up to the Lord in worship kindles the spirit of reverence to our Creator and Protector. In the midst of this call to praise the Lord and worship Him, we're encouraged to look to the Lord and His strength. We are to seek His face always. Trust in the Lord helps to dispel the fears of living in a broken and fallen world. The more we worship and praise Him, the more we will rely upon Him to care for us. We are not as troubled by hardships and injustices, persecutions and tragedies, when our focus is on glorifying the Lord with our whole heart. Let the people say, "The Lord reigns," David wrote. Our God and our Savior is indeed able to deliver us. Are you a person who looks to the Lord? Does he receive your praise for all his wonderful blessings? In trying times, do we remember his blessings? Joy can be ours because of who God is and how he takes care of us. May the Lord God be with us all, and may we call upon him to give us the inner peace in knowing that we who have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior have the abundant life, life here on this earth, and life yet to come.
Holy Lord, most holy Lord, you alone are worthy of my praise. Oh, holy Lord, most holy.
Sing great are you, Lord, worthy of praise and so holy. worthy of my praise, O Holy Lord, most holy Lord, with all of my heart I sing.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.